Welcome back to the last podcast of 2020. We finally made it. And this is also a very special one because we are talking The Return and Jailbreak. I totally didn't forget the episodes. We're talking about The Return and Jailbreak. Season one's done.
Yes.
Season one's done. We don't know what's happening with season two. And well, let's just talk about season one. Well,
yeah.
Good to it.
I just want to say that we will have something special for the end of 2020 out. Still working on the details on it. It might be first week of 2021, but something special. I'm working on it, so something's coming.
Where is it going to be? Like, on the podcast?
Most likely. I've also thought about going live on Twitter, because apparently you can do that. On New Year's, like New Year's Eve, I want to watch the clock hit midnight live on Twitter. I don't know. I just want to do that because it sounds interesting.
I've been asleep for 2 hours. Good luck.
You're not going to stay up till midnight? This is a conversation we shouldn't be having on recording. Well, we're talking about Useless and Jailbreak today.
Okay, right now we're talking about The Return.
Useless.
And basically, there are gems coming to Earth, just like Lapis Morn. And also, Lapis is one of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I also, my prediction last episode was spot on. It was some random gem we've never seen before named Jasper. My prediction was spot on.
I remember that whole thing you did.
My prediction was accurate, because I've seen the show before, but we don't talk about that part.
Yeah, this is a first impressionist podcast. I'm the first impressionist. He's not.
It's a good dynamic that I don't plan on changing.
Yeah, also, Peridot is here.
Yeah, her.
So there's Lapis, and there's Peridot. And there's also this gem named Jasper. She is big and
big.
Yes, thick.
Big Jasper.
Like, garnet tight amethyst hair and pearls gem placement.
No, because Jasper's nose is her gem.
Pearl's forehead is her gem. Yeah, pretty much the same thing.
But it's not, though.
I know, same general area.
All right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, let's just not delve into gem anatomy right now.
I mean, that's a pretty big rabbit hole to go down. I think it'd be interesting. Would that be entertaining to hear us, like, talk about gem anatomy?
Maybe we can do that, like, after we finish the show.
So in 2023, considering our upload schedule.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
This episode and Jailbreak, the Return and Jailbreak kind of just blurred together for me.
Not for me. I've seen Jailbreak like 200 times. Because it's just so good.
How many times have you seen The Return?
Six or seven.
Yeah, that seems like exactly the type of thing you would do.
It's Jailbreak! It's friggin' good!
Yeah, not like the Roblox game.
Oh, we forgot about our plan. Oh well, whatever. We had a plan to play Jailbreak while we were talking about Jailbreak. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, but not distraction is good. Not having distraction is good.
Yeah, I mean,
we have going on in this episode? We have Peridot, Jasper, and Lapis. Peridot has a ship. That's a giant hand pointing, not flicking them off.
Unfortunately,
pointing at the Crystal Temple.
Also, I love how the poet may do is like, as a politician, pointing fingers scare me. I mean, he's not wrong.
I'm embarrassed to say I didn't understand that joke.
I didn't either. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, any adults watching this who understand that joke, who are laughing at their home right now, please...
As if adults listen to this. Let's be fair here.
Good point.
Yeah.
The show is geared towards children.
No. You know what? I could prove you wrong, but I'm not going to, because I just don't feel like it right now.
Okay.
Nope.
So basically, while Peridot, Jasmine, and Lapis are fighting Steven and the Kissing Gems, all the people of each city are evacuating under the leadership of Mayor Dewey. I mean, Greg, who's a lot better than Mayor Dewey.
Yeah, I love how it's like, we're going to need a catchy evacuation slogan. Evacuate. Evacuate. Yeah, the real catchy slogan, you know? It's totally stuck in my head. It's literally one damn word.
And again, why do you need a slogan?
Because it's Mayor Dewey's thing. It's got to have slogans. I don't know why.
Watch, Mayor Dewey's probably going to make every business in town have a slogan by the end of the show.
Damn, that was a spot-on prediction. No, not really.
Yeah, don't actually tell me.
I mean, really, the show is stupid, but it wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I know. This isn't even a major character. Mayor Dewey isn't even a major character.
Yeah, he's in, what, like, 3 episodes now?
yeah, I don't know. It's something like that.
Very unimpressive.
Well, but then again, if this show was centered around Mayor Dewey instead of Steven, it would be a lot more boring.
That is true-ish.
Yeah, it would also just be weird. Now I'm trying to imagine, like, Steven as a minor character. I can't do that. Getting back to Steven, I'm pretty sure Peridot and Jasper now know that Steven is Rose Quartz.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jasper figured that out.
Yeah. Jasper's 4 brain cells could figure that out.
Jasper's one of the smartest characters in the show, I think.
I don't know. Well, what more like, I don't know. But do the gems even have brains?
Technically, no.
Aren't their bodies just light?
Their bodies are light projections, yet somehow have snot and saliva, amethyst. I don't think I wouldn't notice that.
And also Pearl, kind of, I think.
Pearl cries. So, yeah. Light, those are some real interesting tears coming from light projections.
Yeah. Let's see. And yeah, sorry, I kind of had like a mental blank. I almost forgot what happened in this episode, but I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for us to talk about Joe Bray, because there's a lot of shit to talk. Damn it! I'm going to see if I can censor that, because I really don't want to re-record.
Want to talk about Joe Bray now?
Thank you. So, I had a joke planned, but I'm not going to do it now because it's too much work. Garnet's Fusion.
Yeah, there you go. That's the big plot drop we were all excited for.
Yeah.
But then again, the way I was looking at it is the signs were everywhere.
The signs are everywhere.
Garnet is taller than the average gem.
That's not a sign. Jasper's as tall as Garnet, and Jasper is 1 gem. That doesn't prove anything.
Garnet is taller than most of the other gems.
Doesn't prove anything.
Garnet has more eyes than the average gem.
Doesn't prove anything.
Garnet has 2 gems instead of 1.
That does prove something.
Yeah. So, Yeah, Garnet is not one gem.
Garnet's not one gem. Garnet is a fusion of Ruby and Sapphire.
Oh, wow. Just like the Pokemon games. I had to say that.
I know, and that's why you're done. Bye. You ever make that joke again, you're gone.
I know. I'm not making that joke again.
Damn right.
We reuse jokes. Except for, like, one. We reused one joke.
Because it was a good joke. Forget what it was.
I will send you a text message later saying what the joke is.
I doubt that, but okay.
Well, let's see. We have Ruby, a.k.a. Ninja Garnet Child number one. And Sapphire. I kind of forget what Sapphire looks like, to be honest.
Like the blue with the dress?
Oh, yeah, you're making me think of Lapis.
The smaller blue with the dress.
Oh, yeah, Sapphire. Yeah, just writing personality.
Yeah.
Describing the personality of every gem.
Yeah, I mean, also, I just got to say, the main, when Rebecca Sugar was interviewed on this, the main sign that that Garnet was two gems is that during the opening cutscene or whatever, each gem has one shooting star go by, Garnet has two. And that's apparently how we were supposed to figure out the Garnet's fusion, you know, because everyone was going to figure that one out.
Everyone was actually paying attention to the intro instead of skipping over it.
I watch the intro every time.
Yeah, I mean, I watch the intro, like, most of the times. But sometimes I was, like, talking over it. I'm, like, talking to myself about what I thought would happen.
That's valid. So we also... We got Stronger Than You.
Yeah, Stronger Than You, which is now my favorite song in the show. It hits, like, hard.
It's so good.
I know.
I remember we were playing like Among Us something. I was humming it back when we were still doing like in like episodes like 3 or 4 or whatever. And then he was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Oh, it's a song from the show that we won't hear very later down the line, but it's a good song." And yeah, I was right.
Yes, it is. I said I might make a Spotify account just so I can listen to the song.
Apple Music or whatever. There's no way you don't have either one of them, right?
I don't think I have either one of them.
That is just sad. I have a playlist on Spotify of every single Steven Universe song.
Yeah, so in that case, I'm definitely making a Steven Universe account. I mean, a Spotify
account. An account just of Steven Universe. Steven
Universe. An account just of Steven Universe.
Oh my god, that's great. You can make your Spotify username Steven Universe. I'm sure you get the same thing.
Imagine if on the Cartoon Network, it was like these are the people associated with the show. It was just like all the voice actors, all the producers, and then just like Steven Universe at the bottom.
Steven Universe Spotify account.
Steven Universe, like, I don't know, Steven Universe official anchor account.
Make an official Steven Universe playlist, or a Steven Universe podcast. We are the official Steven Universe podcast now. Overly animated can kiss my ass. I'm not going to continue that sentence, because I don't want to get sued. But like, we are the official Steven Universe podcast now.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of issues to figure out with that.
Good luck. I'm currently working on, I'm going to start working on, see if I can get Rebecca Sugar to join us for an episode. Everyone wish me luck, because I'm damn well going to need it.
Oh, I'm nervous.
It's not going to happen. I'm just going to say that right now. There's no way in hell that's going to happen. Me and this other person had an entire conversation with her tagged on Twitter, and we just didn't, we were only talking about her for like the first like three like tweets, and we started talking about other things and she was still tagged. So, you know, that was real, that must have been awkward on her end.
Yeah. This has gotten so off yet.
For, honestly, the best episode of the show so far. I mean, it deserves better.
That's the main point. The main point is not that it's not one gen, but two. The main point is that this is the best episode.
We, because Jasper and Lapis fused to make Malachite. Don't think we forgot about that. He probably did. I didn't.
I didn't forget. I do not know what the fusion's name was.
Damn it, I spoiled it.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, it's fine. I know Malachite is a thing. Like, I know it's an actual mineral. Because I know a decent amount of stuff about...
Yeah, a lot of times we get fusions, but we don't get their names. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we got Alexandrite's name, but I could be wrong.
No, we did.
No, we did. All right.
We did. Greg introduced Alexandrite as Alexandrite, and we definitely heard that line.
So there's just Malachite that just didn't get a name. We're going to hear it in Season 2, just randomly.
Yeah, so, meanwhile, yeah, story behind Malachite. Jasper is still being mean. Jasper still doesn't like the gems. And then...
Jasper's main thing is that he doesn't like Garnet being a fusion. Thing, if I had someone to fuse with, then you'd all be dead. Lapis appears.
Lapis fuses with Jasper. But Jasper doesn't know she's being played. Lapis kind of like takes control of like the fusion. Lapis takes control of Malachite.
Because that's possible. And
traps Jasper on Earth. And the two of them are still fused together.
They're still at the bottom of the ocean somewhere.
I was a bit underwhelmed by that. I kind of wanted Lapis to, like, join the team, join the Crystal Gems, like, for real. Like, be in the intro and everything. That would be great.
I'm not going to because I did a thought process and it's like, why, if people are watching the show and then listening to our episodes at the same time, I've done some major spoilers and just been like not giving a crap, and that's not good. So if I spoiled anything by the times where like put Jack in the waiting room and express my thoughts, I'm genuinely sorry. So I'm not gonna stop doing that. So
okay, yeah, that's good. Oh, also, Peridot escaped.
Peridot went bye-bye.
Peridot went bye-bye. I also wanted Peridot to join the team.
I hate you so much. Ugh.
Yeah, well... And anyway... Oh, some more thoughts... I was thinking about it, and I realized that fusions are pretty much just incredibly powerful beings with two brain cells.
They don't have brains. There's a hole in your logic.
Two non-existent light projection brain cells.
No. Major hole in your logic.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Now I'm just trying to think, like, imagine actually fusing, imagine if that just existed, like, in the real world.
I would love to do that, like...
I would start a change.org position to get everyone to fuse together, like, everyone in the world.
Do you know what that would do?
I think we would be heavier than the Earth.
No, that would essentially be a cluster, but not as bad, but it would essentially be a cluster. You'll learn about that one later. It's not a spoiler, it's just a name.
Okay. It's not entirely a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler, it's just a name. It was actually, the cluster was mentioned in The Return or Jailbreak, one of the two. Peridot was said, Jasper, we came here to check on the cluster.
Oh yeah, also... But also, speaking of getting names and not getting characters, well, we have the vice versa of what happened with the Lapis Death Infusion. We know there's a character named Yellow Diamond, apparently.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm just going to make a wild guess and say that's another gym
I mean, it's pretty
we're going
obvious.
to meet. Because why would they just talk about someone and we wouldn't just meet them?
That is very true. You make a very good point.
But are you hinting at the fact that we don't actually meet this
I'm
character?
not saying a word.
Ah, okay.
So we've got to, have we mentioned everything?
Let's see, going through my mental note list.
I didn't make a physical note list because I thought I could do this. I thought I could do this without making one. I was good enough to do that.
Oh, also, a couple more things. Apparently, Paradox, don't get an aimbot. You're a terrible shot.
Oh yeah, with this scribble line drawing that misses everyone
That all
completely.
rhymes. I just realized that that all rhymes. Paradox, get an aimbot. You're a terrible shot.
I hate you so much.
Well, I love how we just saw like Paradox way up there with like the weird finger thingy, just like drawing, like writing or something.
Draws a
And then
button, presses it, big laser.
Oh yeah, that is actually like a cool ability. Draws button, presses it, big laser. It doesn't know how to fire a laser.
Doesn't know
It's a
how to
laser.
aim.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant aim. Also, when the thing happened with Paradox ship just out of the hand. Just like pointing at the Crystal Temple. It honestly was kind of funny. I think there might have been like some mockery there because it's like a statue and one of the hands is gone. It's like, ha, I'm a hand, you don't have one, ha. I don't know, I was just thinking about that. Any of the producers of the show, if you are listening to this, please confirm or deny my theory. By talking to Jacob on Twitter.
I can't even confirm or deny your theory. I genuinely don't know.
Wow. Wow. It could just be a really subtle hidden message.
I think it is.
Oh, and I am hyped for a bunch of things to see too. Oh, one final thought on that episode. Remember that list of people Lapis gave Steven? And remember how you told me, like, off call that it was important? This happened in Ocean Gem.
No, it did not happen in Ocean Gem.
Mirror Gem?
No, it was not a Lapis episode. It was the first episode where we saw Peridot.
Oh, you meant the list of people Steven gave Peridot?
Yeah, Steven didn't give Lapis a list of people.
Do you Paradox list of people?
Yes, he did.
Oh, for some reason when you said Paradox that time off camera, I thought you said Lapis.
No, the list is important. I'm not going to specify why, but it is very, very important.
I know. I honestly was a bit underwhelmed because that list didn't come up now. Like,
Oh no,
this
it's you're not going to
episode.
see it for a while.
We did not see Connie like at all in this episode. And I didn't like that. I wanted way more Connie.
Well, oh well.
Let me guess, first episode of season two is literally just a Connie episode.
First episode of season two, Connie's funeral. That's not true. That's not true.
Second episode of season two, season, sorry. Second episode of season two, Steven goes to zoom in, pulls an open book, and rewrites Connie's life.
Oh God, no. Open book. The one episode that I stopped watching halfway through because I assumed you'd watched it, but you watched that was hilarious circumstance. Bad at the time, but hilarious.
Wait. You stopped halfway through Open Book. You didn't even stop halfway through, like, Steven and the Stevens, or Watermelon Steven. Or any of the other episodes you just hate. Why'd you choose Open Book?
Because I got bored.
Okay.
You can't justify getting bored. I got bored.
Well. any final thoughts on this episode? I know this is like the third time you've said that.
We're almost at half an hour.
Yeah, wow, I wonder why.
Because it's a jailbreak. It's so good. It's so good. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
I remember watching Jailbreak on its premiere day back in 20 whatever. And just this expression on my face was insane. I could tell that was the expression on everyone else's. No one was expecting Garnet Fusion, and no one was expecting Stronger Than You. It was just total 180 of where the show had been, like, calm and timid and all that kind of stuff. We knew something big was going to go down because of the return, but we were not expecting Garnet Fusion and Stronger Than You. And then Malachi, it was just heart attack after heart attack. It was so good. Oh my god.
This episode is definitely in my top 5 favorite episodes of season 1.
This is my favorite, like, this is in my top 3 favorite episodes of the entire show.
Wow. I know you told me off camera that there were 3 big plot drops in the show. Are your 3 favorite episodes those plot drop episodes?
I'm trying to think if that theory's right. I mean, by plot drop, is it like important things happen? But important things happen like multiple times every season. There's just 3. There's 3 really, really big ones. One in season one, one in two, one in season one, and two in season 5. Those are like the big, big thing. I mean, one of them is the season 5 finale because of course it is. But like,
wait, was one of them Jailbreak?
One of them was Jailbreak. Yes.
Oh, I was like, I thought there's another big plot drop in season one I just missed.
I mean, technically, you could classify Steve Bonney as one.
Steven Fusion. Also, another piece of evidence that Garnet was a fusion. Garnet said that fusion was easy after Amethyst and Pearl said it was really difficult for Steven to learn how to fuse. Garnet just stands there, says easy, and just smiles.
Yeah, there was a lot of subtle hints that Garnet was a fusion.
Yeah, I know. Wait, watch. I know they probably wouldn't do this, but watch it be like season 5 plot drop. Amethyst is a fusion. Season 5 plot drop. Pearl is a fusion. Future plot drop. Lapis is a fusion.
You're making yourself look stupid.
Yeah, I'm going to ensure that none of that happened. Yeah, that was all a joke. Wait, should we just end the episode because...
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about these episodes. They were great, especially Jailbreak.
Yeah, we're coming up on half an hour now. We spent half an hour talking about Jailbreak and I only swore once. I apologize. I'll try and take it out in editing. If I can't, then oh well.
Yes. Advanced editing process.
I don't edit things! I don't know how to edit things! Not my area of expertise. But thank you all for listening. Just to Animosity. This was our last podcast of 2020. It was a really bad year in terms of like the world, but it was a really great year for us. I'm probably the only person saying that. But it genuinely was a good year when it comes to like just me and show. And just like minor things, but in the big picture, it was a really crappy year. But I just want to thank you, even if you just listened to one episode. Thank you so much for listening. Really, it really does. I really do appreciate it a lot. And we've got big plans for 2021. I don't know what they are yet, but I'm sure there'll be some. And I can't wait to talk about season 2. And with that, thank you all for listening. We'll see you guys in 2021. Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, screw the outro script.